Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is every week when I take a little bit of time and just come directly to you, just you and me. There's nobody in between us, no guests, just us. And I talk to you about things that are on my mind. And here's a quote that I think you might have heard. You might actually have paid attention to this. You might have heard the man say this before. Eminent domain is wonderful, end quote. This is from Donald Trump, presidential candidate and billionaire developer Donald Trump. He said, quote, eminent domain is wonderful, end quote. And it's a position that he'll have to defend. He is having to defend it from within and from without his party all during the campaign. As long as he stays as a presidential contender, he'll have to defend that statement. So do you know what eminent domain is all about? Do you know the story about eminent domain? Well, if you've been paying attention to my show over the years, you probably got a pretty good handle on it. But in case you've forgotten, or in case you just tuned in, if you own real estate, or if you just want to understand this political issue, and it is going to be in the politics of the coming race, you should know three things about eminent domain. First, you should know how it worked for generations, from the time of the founding of the country and the framing of the Constitution. You should know how it worked for generations as intended by the framers. Number two, you should know how local governments more recently have misapplied the way eminent domain was intended to be used. And then third, and more recently, how the Supreme Court has rolled property owners, people like you and me, absolutely people like you and me, small business owners, homeowners, have the Supreme Court rolled us under the bus. And that's so you need to know those three things, and that's what I want to talk about. So I want you to stay with me, because when you're hearing the media report about these things, as I have been doing, they're not doing a good job of explaining how eminent domain works. They're not really all that sharp on this topic, and they need to be. It's not that hard, but I'm going to help you understand it right now. Historically, eminent domain has been a power granted to the federal government as an interpretation of what is known as the Takings Clause. The Takings Clause is part of the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. The Fifth is as short as it is robust, and it's chock full of protections for you and me, for citizens, including the Takings Clause, which says, this is the Takings Clause, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. But remember, the issue for this is not just, since the government is going to pay you for the property, you should be okay with that. What if you don't want it to get rid of your property at any price? That's the public use part. There's two parts to this. Public use, what's the use of your land after you vacate it, after they condemn it, and what are they paying you? For generations, those 12 words that I just read were deemed to mean what was the best use for all of the public. Like if we're building a highway or a railroad through your property. If they want to build a railroad, if the government wants to build a railroad through your property, forget about it. Take the money, get as much money as you can, forget about it. Eminent domain will apply. Or if they want to build a dam and flood your land with the backwater, that's eminent domain. And you could dispute the compensation in those cases, but not the condemnation. If they wanted to condemn your property for those kinds of uses, public use, all you could dispute and take them to court over would be how much they paid you. And you might be able to get more money. Oftentimes you can get more money than what they offer you, because they may not offer you the best amount, the right amount in the beginning. So that's how eminent domain has worked so far. More recently, or I should say, how it was intended to work, how it worked for generations. But more recently, local governments have appropriated this power from the federal government for themselves in favor of, either directly or indirectly, one private party over another private party by exchanging the term public use, which is in the law, in the Constitution, by exchanging public use for two more words, public needs, what the public needs, not what's best for public use, but what they call public needs. If your property is in the way of a city-approved private development, and they might declare that it serves the public needs to condemn your property if you refuse to sell. And this is happening all over the country. They're taking this and condemning your property even though you're not ready to sell. And in fact, it got all the way to the Supreme Court. A property owner named Kilo and some others sued New London, Connecticut. And in that case, the majority contrived a position that diluted the framers' intention for eminent domain into the position that simple public needs justified the taking of the private property. Writing for the majority, Justice Stevens says the takings interpretation states gave the states broad latitude to determine the public needs justify the taking of your property. And the majority, Justice O'Connor, said, today the court abandoned this long-held basic limitation on government power. And under the banner of economic development, all private property is now vulnerable to being taken and transferred to another private property. Apparently, Mr. Trump, as a private owner, has been the beneficiary of a local municipality or a state taking property from a homeowner, even though they didn't want to sell. So that's the reason why that he said eminent domain is wonderful. So I believe that eminent domain should be for public use. That's constitutional. For public needs, not so much. And I believe this is why Donald Trump's statement, regardless of your politics, his statement will haunt him, I should say, when he says eminent domain is wonderful. Constitutional eminent domain is appropriate. Otherwise, not so much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.